Welcome back to Innovation on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Kara Hetland, and we're going to take a little different approach for the rest of the program today, and we've put together a panel of innovation experts. Can I call you all that? I think so. And we're going to just kind of talk big picture of what's happening in South Dakota. So joining me here in the studio is Rich Naser. He is president of the USD Discovery Center and also executive director of Zeal Center for Entrepreneurship. Rich, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And also here in the studio is Joni Johnson, the executive director of South Dakota Biotech. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And on the phone right now is Joseph Wright. He is the Associate Vice President for Research for the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Joseph, thanks for being here also.
It's a pleasure.
So let's start and talk. Rich, I'll have you start and explain what the USD Discovery District is and big news that came out recently.
Yes, thank you. Yes, the USD Discovery District is going to be an 80-acre innovation-focused community developed by University Center, up by University Center in Sioux Falls, so in the northwest part of Sioux Falls. And really what the purpose of it is to, you know, diversify our economy by growing and attracting innovation-driven businesses with a significant focus on the bioscience industry, so medical, biotech. And it's really will serve as the intersection between the private industry and university activities that will help foster that. But yeah, our big news this week is we just received notice of a $755,000 federal grant that will enable us to begin construction on the first roughly 2,800 feet of road and utility infrastructure in the district. So we're really excited about that, and that's the first step to building out this entire 26 building community.
26 buildings. And
yes,
you already have some anchor businesses committed?
We have businesses that are already located in one of our research facilities that's already out there in the Gear Center. And we're in discussions with multiple companies now for the first building. So that'll be the next step, is firming up tenants in the first building. And hopefully we'll have announcements, you know, in the not too distant future about that as well.
And this is for more the bio, you said the bio industry.
Yeah, our initial focus is biotech, and then we'll develop additional strategies probably related to financial tech, fintech, and then also information technology, which will probably overlap in those two spaces.
And in the biotech field, is this primarily an area for research or for businesses already developed out of research? And I guess Rich is looking at Joni to answer that question.
Well, I mean, for us, it's the breadth. We'll have a strategy for that early stage innovation activity, which is really the research and development, which also helps create workforce. A strategy for growth stage companies. So how do we help companies that are transitioning from research to actually bringing a product to market? And then we'll also work to bring in companies that already are established, you know, major biotech, biopharma players. So we want to have that breadth. It's a breadth. It's not just one activity or the other.
Because an existing business can learn, or a researcher can learn from an existing business, and vice versa. Is that kind of the plan?
Well, that's the way that I think that, you know, a lot of products get to market, as you marry up the innovators with a more established company. So yes.
Okay.
And I agree with that. There's a lot of collaboration that can happen when you start putting those different sizes of companies together. And I think that's good for everyone involved, and certainly our state.
And does it have to be, Joseph, does it have to be private research, private ideas, or where do the universities fit into a discovery district like this?
Well, the growth of the School of Mines, we have an incubator that is now full, and that's the reason why we're looking to expand and create a similar innovation district between downtown and the campus there in Rapid City. And that growth has been startup companies that have spun out of the university and are licensees of technologies, in addition to companies that have needed to be close to campus, located close to campus, either to work with researchers directly or to pull out of the talented engineering students there at the School of Mines.
And how Rich, do you work with all of the different universities in this, and being right there by the University Center in Sioux Falls?
You bet. Well, University of South Dakota, of course, is our lead partner, but there's certainly opportunity to collaborate with all the other universities. And as Joseph mentioned, Rapid City is in the stages of planning an innovation district, building on the success of their incubator. The research park at SDSU, which has an incubator, we collaborate closely with them. So there's opportunities for at least three of these types of developments. One's the furthest along, which is the research park at SDSU. We're in that next stage of development and planning in Rapid City. But these things are really, what I would say, is collaborative. It's really not about Rapid City competing with Sioux Falls, competing with Brookings, but it's about South Dakota being able to grow this type of industry and attract people in and attract companies in and compete with the rest of the country and the rest of the world. So it's pretty exciting. We all work very closely together, and there's overlap between research centers and industry activities. We've got a company in Zeal, which has its main offices in Rapid City, and just had an open house for their new building, and you know, may or may not be a tenant in the Discovery District in the future. So there's a lot of cross-pollination, a lot of partnership.
Well, and is it fair to assume or have the assumption that each of the major universities in South Dakota has a different focus of research? Joni, go ahead.
Yes, actually, and that's, I just think the USD Discovery District and the efforts that the state is putting forward towards this and the universities just shows the growth of the biotech sector and the need for it. And it is really great to see that they all work together, and they also know their skill sets, right? So each of the universities have different areas where their strengths are in terms of the students that they're developing. SDSU obviously is agriculture related and agriculture focused. USD with a med school, which is why they're, you know, focusing on this sector, the biomedical type things at the USD Discovery District. And then you have the School of Mines that are graduating fantastic engineers out there and using that route in terms of, you know, getting companies to those incubators. So it's really great to see them all working together and collaborating together, because overall, when you think of it, it helps the state, you know, grow in this sector. And I'm so thankful that these guys are progressive enough that way.
Give me some examples, Joni, of some of the bio research that you're excited about to grow here.
There's a lot of different areas, and I think people don't understand what is going on in terms of R&D in the state. Sanford is doing some great things out there, and they're looking to partner with companies as well. Avera, and they're doing some fantastic research there that's different from each other. But we also have these companies that are they're being spun off from the research that's done at the universities. And so we have several companies that we are taking a look at and are growing. And as they grow, they now have a place where they can build and they can progress and hopefully collaborate with other companies as Rich brings them into the Discovery District.
So it's after the incubator? Is that a safe way to assume that they kind of get started and get their legs under them and then are ready to build?
Yeah, you know, primarily for the Discovery District itself, that's going to be 26 privately developed buildings. So the majority of the tenants in those buildings are going to be companies that are beyond that initial early stage of development. They're starting to commercialize, starting to scale up. In Sioux Falls, we have the Gear Center and the Zeal Center for Entrepreneurship, and both those locations, one, their labs are completely full. We actually have waiting lists and are trying to figure out how to shuffle things around and also expand the Gear Center. But those really serve as our biotech incubation space.
And do you see that expanding?
We have plans and are working to expand the Gear Center as well. We probably won't add more biotech lab space at Zeal at this time, but future expansions and incubator space will be up at the Discovery District and up at the Gear Center.
And Joseph, my understanding is bringing the School of Mines closer to downtown. Is that right, in Rapid City?
Yeah, so as we begin the planning process to build this kind of innovation district, the nice thing is that our campus is located in a large city and within proximity of downtown. And there's been a lot of work to look at revamping the space between the downtown and the campus to put some of these growing companies. So to kind of give you an example of a startup, we launched a company two or three years ago called VRC, which is an additive manufacturing technology company. And they're in our incubator now, which is full, and like Rich's, has a waiting list. And they now have about 30 employees. And so we're really trying to develop space between, you know, the downtown and the campus so that folks like that can have a place to land once that, you know, they've kind of outgrown the incubator.
Oh, I was just going to say, you had asked, you know, about research, and Joni had outlined kind of that there's some delineation, you know, between animal health, human health, and I think the School of Mines a lot with the engineering and materials. But a lot of these efforts are also brought together under, you know, the new BioCenter Research Center. That's the EPSCoR-funded research center. And I think Joseph could probably talk best about kind of those research focus areas. Not to set you up, Joseph, but I think that's an important thing. There's going to be overlap, but there's going to be certain strengths in each community. But the whole thing is to grow the pie bigger together than it could be separately.
Yeah, I think the Board of Regents has done a really good job sometimes, you know, it seems like they're, you know, that there's some tug and tension there, but they've done a good job of trying to help the institutions to stay true to their strengths. You know, we're not big enough as a state to have, you know, all three institutions competing against each other in various areas of expertise, but working together and really developing the strengths and investing in the strengths that each one of three, you know, research institutions has done a good you know, turn for the Board of Regents, and I think it's a wise approach.
Do we see this expanding up Aberdeen area?
I don't know of any other plans, you know, mm-hmm. besides the three innovation districts, research parks that we mentioned. Really, in general, those are the three research mm-hmm. institutions, although there certainly is research going on at some of the others and also, you know, at Dakota State specifically as well. But haven't heard that talk yet, but you never know where things are going to go.
But what they're doing in Aberdeen at Northern is help being develop the workforce, because this is a really a skilled workforce that these companies are needing as they move into the state. And oftentimes I hear the questions that they ask, okay, we love South Dakota. You got a great business climate. We like to come here and work for you. Move our company here. How about the workers? Can you provide that type of workforce? And so Northern has a really specific skill set of workers that they're, you know, developing up there in their biology classes. And they have a greenhouse up there. And in addition to the other universities, that is a big challenge that we have within the state, because we are graduating great people. And one of the ways the industry is working with academia is saying, that's great. This is what I need. These are the workers that I need. I need PhDs. I need masters. I need lab techs. And so those conversations are being had, and it's really fun to see industry talking with academia and vice versa on these things. But that needs to continue, because that's a big piece of this development.
Yeah, USD actually has two degrees that are in various stages of development. So their biomedical engineering program is actually located in Sioux Falls, and that's a master's and PhD program. But they're now going back and developing an associate's degree and an undergraduate degree program, and I think there's a certificate even before that. And it's all geared around creating the workforce that these companies will need as they move from taking something from the lab to starting their clinical trials to, if and when they're successful, having the 150, 100, 200 employees available when they scale up and they're selling these products. And it is we do have a workforce challenge in this space. The plus side of it is they don't require 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 workers per company, but they do require, you know, 100 to 200 as they become successful, very specifically educated and trained workforce. So it's not an insurmountable challenge, but it is one of the key things that we still need to work to continue to address. And I know multiple universities have programs that they're putting in place that will help us generate that workforce.
And how is legislation in this state moving forward in support of this growing and the, you know, the politics of it all?
Yes. Well, this is an area that, you know, requires strategic investment. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mention, you know, when I talked about the infrastructure that we'll be putting in, it's a $1.65 million project. $755,000 is going to be funded through federal funds, through a grant, infrastructure grant. But $500,000 is going to be coming from a general fund appropriation that Representative Mickelson worked with other legislators on 2 years ago to secure. He also secured dollars for planning for a future expansion of the Gear Center. On top of that, Fort Sioux Falls is matching those dollars, which is the business community putting dollars in. So we've had great support. other states will start with much larger numbers. You know, they'll put $100 million in or $50 million in to kick these things off. That's not how it happens in South Dakota. It happens by developing partnerships between the city, the state, the university, and the private business community. And while it makes it more challenging to get off the ground, I think it gives you a more sustainable model and gets more buy-in. And for the first time this year ever, through the appropriations process, both the Research Park at SDSU and the USD Discovery District got received operating dollars through the Board of Regents and in partnership with what we get from the university and the business community and the city, with both of those. So it's we're making progress. There's good support. You know, there's always limited funds to go around, but we do need to continue to identify the strategic investments that are required to drive this. And the reason you do it is because these are the jobs that pay. The average for the biotech industry in South Dakota is about $62,000 a year. Through Zeal, the companies we've had come through, actually it's a little higher at $70,000. So what we're trying to do is create opportunities for our citizens to get paid well and to retain our talent.
Mm-hmm. I think it's exciting to see the cities understanding this and buying into this, and you kind of get aha moments when we say, look, these are the workers and this is the salary that they're going to be paid. They're going to be good quality families moving into your cities and your communities to grow it. And a report that we just recently had out from 2012 to 2014, the bioscience industry in the state grew 12.2%. The national average was around between 4 and 5%. So the state recognizes this. We have a governor who understands this very well. He's been to our bio conference the last 5 years, so he understands the industry. He understands the economic impact it can have on the state in terms of worker, workforce, and companies coming into the state. So it's exciting to see, you know, the business community get this, the universities get this, and work together to say, okay, how do we do this? How do we make this happen? How do we grow this industry?
And Joseph, the same kind of level of support in the Rapid City area as well in partnerships?
You bet. The city and the Rapid City Economic Development Foundation have been partners with the school in pushing this plan forward. And it's been a real group effort in getting this facility off the ground. So, yeah.
But it takes a little extra time than if they just had $100 million to throw at you, right?
I wouldn't know because I've never just received $100 million. But it does. I mean, but it is about partnerships. And these efforts also are not, you know, it's not just one building. It's not a 1 or 2 year effort. We look at the Discovery District to get to the 1.1 million square feet of space and the 26 buildings. That's going to take us 25 plus years. So you need a breadth of partners. Because leaders change within the city, state, universities, and so that's really an important piece of it. And I think it actually makes us better in a way that we have all these partners at the table. One of the things I always hear about South Dakota when we're talking to companies, not just us, but Development Foundation and different groups, is our ability to pull these parties together, introduce them to the people who can help them be successful. They say they can't do that where they're coming from or where they're thinking about coming from. So it's a strength of ours. And so it's exciting. But sometimes it would be nice to dream about having $100 million. I just don't do that very often.
And are students majoring in the right fields for the workforce? Are we seeing that? Are we seeing a growth in biology majors, biotech majors? I don't know.
I was going to say, Joseph, do you want to weigh in on that? What do you what do you see out at the School of Mines?
Well, we still see more engineers and hard scientists leaving the state than we'd like them to. We invest in them, and they're incredibly talented, and we do see a lot of them going, and working for huge companies all over the world, and that may happen no matter how many jobs we have available, mm-hmm. just because of how highly recruited they are. But we certainly would like to keep more of them. In our community, for sure.
Yeah, I know. You know, USD's biomedical engineering program has gone from zero to 20 students enrolled in it since it was started in the late 2000s. So we do see interest in this space, I think.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you all for being a part of this panel discussion, and I look forward to continuing the conversation. So thank you very much for being here today.